survey of shopping habits by the KPMG agency published this week suggests that organic food products have lost their initial attraction. Shoppers find them too expensive and often question their superior quality. According to the results of the poll, only 4% of Czechs buy organic food on a regular basis. 37% of respondents said they did so occasionally, and approximately the same number of people said they had tried organic products in the past but no longer shop for them. So are Czechs losing interest in organic food, and should organic farmers and producers be worried? I spoke to Tom Václavík of Green Marketing to find out how organic products are doing on the market.
If you look at the figures from KPMG that were gathered this February and compare it with the figures that Incoma research gathered 5 years ago in 2008, you can see a positive development, not negative development. I can prove it on two figures. KPMG found out this February that 4% of Czechs regularly buy organic food. Incoma found out the same figure 5 years ago, that's before the economic crisis. That means that the share of Czechs that buy organic food has not changed, actually. And one more example, if you look at the figures of KPMG of this year, they show that 37% of Czechs buy organic food occasionally. And if you look back into 2008 and also 2009 at the Incoma research figures, you will see that they found out it was 27% of Czechs that buy organic food occasionally. And that means that today it's 10% more.
The ministry aims to raise the amount of organic food sold within overall food consumption from 1% to 3% by 2015. Do you think that is a realistic goal?
No, that's completely unrealistic goal. It is the share of organic food, the consumption of organic food on total consumption of food and drinks in Czech Republic is today below 1%, and the 3% figure is completely out of touch with the reality.
Do you feel that there are a lot of misconceptions regarding organic food products here in the Czech Republic?
I think yes, and particularly if you look at the KPMG results, they show some of the misconceptions, and they are particularly in the perception of prices of organic food. Consumers, 80% of consumers buy organic food in large hypermarkets or supermarkets. And that's exactly the place where these retailers offer, or trying to offer, the cheapest products, the cheapest food products, and then consumers compare the prices with organic food with these cheap offers. And of course, they found out that the organic prices are too high. But that's only their perception, because if you look at the quality of organic products and the quality of the other, of conventional products, they are not comparable. That means most consumers simply compare apples with pears. And of course, their prices, and naturally, the prices of organic food seem to them too high. But that's not what the reality is. If we compare same quality products, conventional and organic, the prices with the organic food will be higher, but not that much.
What organic food products sell best in this country, and do Czechs want Czech-made goods exclusively? Is their source important?
It's getting more and more important. I think the source and the place of origin of food in general has become one of the most important issues for most Czechs. With organic food, it's much easier to find out the place of origin, because it has to state, each organic food has to state where it comes from. And if the ingredients come, or if most of 80% and more of the ingredients of the organic food come from Czech Republic, the product has to state it. So if Czechs want to really put emphasis on buying local products, then the organic products, and mainly the ones that are produced on Czech farms, would be the great choice.
Who buys organic food products in this country?
Well, if you look at the KPMG and other results, other research results, it's the difference between men and women is not that high, but it's more women. I would say a typical buyer of organic food would be a woman that is either expecting a baby or that has young babies and is trying to buy the best food on the market for them.
How does the Czech Republic compare in this respect with other European countries, Germany, for instance?
In the respect of who buys organic food, it's the same or very similar. In the respect of the size of the market, we simply do not compare. Organic, or the German market, if you mention it, the German organic food market is the largest in Europe. It's the second largest market in the world. It's worth 6 billion euro. The Czech organic food market is worth 1.5 billion crowns. So it's really, really no comparison there. Czech organic food market is very, very small, and that's also one of the reasons why the prices of organic food seem to be that high, or are actually higher than in Germany compared to conventional products. If you look at Germany, for example, the market is very big, very developed. There are lots of companies competing on the market, and economies of scale are simply being used there very effectively.
Do you feel that Czechs have enough information about organic food in order to encourage more people to buy it?
Not at all. If you look at the results of the KPMG and other studies, it's the Czechs simply do not understand, and then do not believe in organic food simply because they don't understand what organic means. Organic production has nothing to do with the final quality of the product in regard, for example, to taste, etc. It only covers the process of production on an organic farm or in an organic producer or processor. Organic foods guarantee to the consumers that during their process has not been used any chemicals, any pesticides, etc. And that's the quality of organic food. Also, the transparency, you can much more easily find out who produced and where it was produced compared to conventional products. And that's the quality of organic food.
In one of the polls, 38% of those who do not buy organic food said they simply don't trust that they're getting a better product. Why do you think that is? You know, where does this lack of trust come from? Is it the overall quality of food on the market? All the scandals that we've had recently that do not concern organic food, but could that be where this lack of trust stems from?
Yes, I think it all comes together. And it also shows the discussion we had on your previous question about the lack of information consumers get about organic agriculture and organic products. If the consumers do not understand what organic means, of course there cannot be trust, and the trust will be encouraged or increased only if there are more information campaigns, more information available about what actually organic means. If we look, for example, you mentioned Germany. Germany between 2005 and 2010 the German government spent 40 million euro every year informing German consumers about the advantages of organic food. In Czech Republic it has been almost nothing, very little.
If we look at big cities in contrast to rural areas, the country where a lot of people, or at least some people, have their own vegetables and so on, is it more difficult to get people from the country to buy organic than in big cities? Is the interest mainly centered in big cities now?
The interest is centered in the big cities for many reasons. One reason would be economic affordability, much higher incomes in larger cities, and of course the reason that you mentioned, that some people in the rural areas produce or grow their own food. But another reason is that there is simply the lack of availability in smaller villages or towns of organic products. Most of organic products are sold either in supermarkets, hypermarkets, or specialized organic food shops, and they are mostly concentrated in mid-sized or larger cities.
Finally, how do you see the future of organic foods in this country?
If you look at the figures, for example, from KPMG, the core consumers, the 4 or 5% of core consumers that regularly buy organic food, this share of consumers has not changed for the last 5 or 6 years. That means these people believe in the quality of organic food, will not be constrained by any scandals or any misinformation by media, and will continue to buy organic food. The main point for the future is the share of people who buy organic food occasionally. And these one-third or 38%, according to KPMG, that's the core group which will decide the future of organic market in the Czech Republic. If the economic situation will get better, if the incomes will again rise, then the share of occasional buyers will again increase. People will again start to try, and if the quality is good enough, they will continue buying organic food. So that largely, the future largely depends on the economic situation. Of course, it's also based on the quality and amount of information consumers are getting on and about organic food and organic agriculture advantages. That's very important.